The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we got on the hotline Butch Webb with Maryland Department of Natural Resources. We're going to talk about yellow perch here in the morning, but Fran has called from Baltimore, and we want to talk to her first because her call is important and appropriate. Good morning, Fran. How are you this morning?
Yes, good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good.
I haven't called you in a while.
No, I missed you.
Let me tell you, I made up my mind last year. I said, we had an expression, it's called put up or shut up.
Put up or shut up. I like that expression.
And so I thought, now, Fran, until you put up, you need to shut up and get off the radio. So I decided this year is my year to put up. I have a month planned this month. I'm getting my first fishing license.
Good for you.
And I've made a contact with someone that knows people with boats. They're going to take me out.
Doggone, that's great.
I'm joining the Maryland Hunters Coalition.
Ah, we look forward to that, yeah.
I'm sending my first donation.
That would be awesome.
And I've decided that my weapon of choice is a bow and arrow.
God bless you.
I'm a bow and arrow girl. It's
okay.
Quiet, it's silent, and I don't think I have to register it.
Yeah, you do not. That's correct. Let me say this, Fran. If you're willing to put the time in with the bow and arrow, that's wonderful. I hope you have a place to practice because that's what it requires, is a tremendous amount of practice with a bow and arrow.
Yeah, my husband's a little concerned about that.
Okay. Well, look, I understand that. And I would say that for a new hunter, if you are familiar with firearms at all, the way to go is a crossbow.
Okay.
100% legal. Maybe a little more pricey than a standard bow, but just think about that. That's one way to get started.
Okay. Well, we were asking for people to call, and you were sipping coffee and whatever. And
I was eating my crackers.
I was sitting there, and I thought, I kept waiting. I thought, oh, no, they didn't do Alan like that. I said, turn the lights on. Give me the phone. Where's the number? No, they're not going to do Ray Allen like
nah,
that.
Nah, well, we actually had so many calls we couldn't take them all.
Right.
You know, so, I mean.
Well, people must be calling. Well, you know, people are kind of sleepy.
Oh,
you know,
I know that. I understand.
In bed. I know I was like that. You know?
I know, me too. Hey, I'm like that every Saturday, but I got to get up and do this. 26 years, friend.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I thought, no, as hard as this band works, I'll tell you, on that march on Annapolis, I wanted to be there, take pictures and all myself. That's how excited I got.
Yeah, well.
Oh, I'd love to see the guys march down, but
go check us out on Facebook. It's pretty pretty impressive. I mean, most of the pictures are right from the rally, but if you look, we've got the owner of Buck Bomb there with his painted up trucks. He brought his motorhome there with huge motorhome there.
Uh-huh.
We've got in one picture we've got two of the lobbyists from the NRA, Bill Pitcher, and there's a Carroll County delegate there, and Jay Jacobs is there from the Eastern Shore. He's wearing our hat. Then we've got Senator Waugh from Southern Maryland and Johnny Motz from the Eastern Shore. And in between those two is Shannon, another lobbyist for the NRA. And there's old Gene Hyatt with his bib overalls on from the Turkey Federation. And then we've got we got Lou Compton, who's president of Maryland Bow Hunter Society, and a couple of new delegates from Baltimore County. And there's Lou again, and the guy in the front is a reporter from, what's he from? He's from the Annapolis Capitol. And there's Chuck Spoor from the Disabled Bow Hunters. And there we got Delegate Cluster and Rick Schmidt again. And in the final post is Johnny Ray Sollings and me in my core heated hunting jacket, which performed admirably well, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, it is. All right. MD, it's Facebook / MDHuntingCoalition.org. Well, on Facebook, it's Facebook.com/MDHuntingCoalition. The website is MDHuntingCoalition.org.
Right. So,
all right, Fran, look, congratulations. You let me know when you catch your first fish. I want a picture.
Oh, yeah, I will.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. There she goes. Hey, Butch.
Hello.
How do you like that? I'm an inspiration.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. How are you? Are you eating some of your famous venison recipes these days?
No, not right now.
Not at the moment, but I mean...
Go make us some jerky and stuff like that.
Well, there you go. I know you did a nice job on a real nice whitetail buck, and you killed a really pretty sick of buck, too, didn't you?
Yeah,
man. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Still need to get him scored. I haven't gotten to get him scored yet.
Nobody's done it yet, huh?
No, I think he's going to be probably upper 60s, low 70s.
That's a grand deer. That's a grand deer. We have a potential knocking on the door record for on a typical sick of deer that came out of Dorchester as well this year. A fellow from Washington, actually Blackwater, fellow from Washington County. We'll have that story in the next issue. So his son went on youth day and took a 6-point, and I think a week or so later, this guy was there, and he took another 6-point out of the exact same stand. Pretty amazing. Good story. Anyway. Well, we could talk about hunting all day, but you're here to tell us about yellow perch, right?
That's right.
All right. Did a run start yet?
Oh, they've been catching a few under the ice and down the river. We had a guy sent in a post to the Maryland Fishing Log online where he, in, I think it was January 12th, that he sent it in that he would fish through the ice there on Gunpowder River and did pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Picked up, I think he said, 60 or so yellow perch through the ice on shad darts and live minnows.
That'll do it, yeah. Good. That's terrific. Now, everybody says they're waiting for the big run. Have we had any big runs lately?
Not this year.
No. I mean in the past decade.
Oh yeah, I mean they still come up and they do their normal make their major run there the first week of March normally.
Right. Now last year we had some issues with the run. The fish kind of held back a little bit, and we talked about that a little bit. What caused that to happen?
Late. That's the ice and the water temperatures mainly.
Uh-huh.
They just held back for a while. Water temperature needs to get up to a certain degree before they'll start to spawn.
Right.
And they have
what's that magic temperature if I take my stream thermometer out there?
49 degrees.
What is it?
49 degrees.
Okay, that's it. All right. So, and that's usually first week of March, somewhere in there.
Normally. You can almost set your watch by it on the Choptank River.
Yep.
It's somewhere in that, right around March 7th, somewhere around there.
Okay. Well, there's a number of opportunities. Tell us some of the better places that have access to good perch fishing. I mean, other than drive around the Eastern Shore to all the streams and look where all the cars are parked.
That's almost what you have to do.
Yeah.
You got Northeast Park up there on the Northeast River where a lot of people have been going out.
Mm.
Last couple of years, they've been going out by kayak and canoes and paddling out into the river right there up in the town of Northeast.
Right.
And they do pretty well up there.
Okay.
Other spots, as far as shore fishing and stuff, you have St. Paul's Church over in King County.
Right.
Which is up above, just below Rock Hall there.
Okay.
And what
was the name of that spot? What was the name of that spot again?
St. Paul's.
St. Paul's Church, okay.
Right. There's a dam right there at the base of the river there, and the yellow perch stack up at the bottom of it there.
Okay.
When they move up to spawn.
Sure.
People do fairly well there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Crumpton and Hillsboro and over in Queen Anne's County. And there's places over there on the Western Shore on the Bush River, Gray's Run, and others.
Yeah, Gray's Run has always been the popular place right there.
Right.
Yep. Okay. Well, if I'm headed out there, give me a little idea of my equipment. We can talk about the biology of a yellow perch pretty much if you want. We can get into that later. But, you know, my equipment, I'm going to be using pretty much spinning tackle, light to medium tackle, correct?
Correct, yeah. Spinning tackle, don't need anything really heavy unless you plan on fishing stuff close to the bottom and get a chance of getting snagged up. But I'm, you know, no more than 12-pound test.
Mm-hmm.
Something light.
I'm going to be more in the 6 to 8 pound deal.
Yeah.
And you know, the shad darts have those, for the most part, have those hooks on them that you, if you just kind of put a slow pull on the hook, it's going to bend the hook out and get you out of the snag. And then bend the hook back, and it's still strong enough to hold the fish, right?
Oh, yeah. That's the same way we used to use the wire lines when we fished crappie with live minnows down in Louisiana, live golden shiners.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you pull it slow and,
Straighten that hook out. Yep.
Yeah.
And then bend it back.
Right.
People, you know, they you got these bait holders on the hooks, and you got the barb on the hook. The barb is there for a reason, but the pressure on the bend of the hook is what keeps the fish on the line, not the actual hook embedded, because the hook can come through the lip. It can back out. You got to keep pressure on that bend, and if, you know, that's I mean, it's pretty simple dynamics, you know, laws of physics. It's not necessarily the strength of the hook. It's just that you got to keep them on that bend and keep that pressure on, right?
That's correct.
Yep. Okay. Now, perch have a pretty tough mouth, though. I mean, if you do hook one, pretty much you're going to keep it hooked. You're not going to tear that hook out like you do with some species. You know, white perch have a little more of a tender mouth than a yellow perch does. So, but okay, best baits.
Yeah, you can put a shad dart or the little small tube jigs or anything like that. And tip it off with a live minnow.
Mm-hmm. Now, do people still use grass shrimp?
People do. Some people still use grass shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
I think. You have better luck with minnows.
Do you?
I always have.
Yeah. Do you even bother with grass shrimp?
I use grass shrimp when it comes white perch fishing time.
White perch fishing time. Gotcha.
I use more grass shrimp during.
And that's usually a couple weeks after the yellow perch run, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Weeks later.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll take our first break. We come back. Remind me. We want to talk a little bit about the biology of the yellow perch and the, you know, the life cycle, where they come from, where they go, how they spawn and that type of thing. And then, of course, the numbers in Maryland, okay?
Right.
All right, Butch.
Okay.
Hang on. All right. Let's see. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you want to go perch fishing, and that's coming up quick, you can always check at Clyde Sports Shop. Check out the little tube jigs. Check out the little hooks. Check out the bobbers, and check out the shad darts at Clyde Sports Shop. They can put fresh line on your spinning reel, or any reel, actually, if all the way up to your big trolling rig if you want. And they have rod and reel repair. If you break the tip off your rod, you lose a guide, they can replace that. They'll repair your spinning reel. They'll service it. They'll lubricate it, do whatever you need to get it back in fine fishing shape. I'm talking about their services now. Gunsmithing, scope mounting, bore sighting, gun cleaning, gun repair. Lawrence does a great job on the guns. They've been around since 1957. What is that? 57 years. And they've developed a reputation not only for the good prices that they have on everything, but also on service. And that's why they have a lot of customers from all across the state shop at Clyde Sports Shop. Don't forget, full-line Browning dealer, too, for your firearms. So, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. ClydeSports.com is the website. You can call the 24-hour fishing hotline at 247-3474. Or call the store number 410-242-6108. That's Clyde's Sports Shop.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bed liners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, let's see what John at Chesapeake Outdoors has to say. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing, Alan?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are things at the store today?
Oh, pretty good. Just everybody's going out youth hunt today.
Yeah, the youth hunt's today, right. That's for sure. I've been talking about the sale that you had there, and I'm actually wearing my Drake jacket I bought from you guys last year. But now, what, 40% off on hunting clothing?
Yep, 40% off.
All the camo stuff, too. Yep. What about boots? Same thing or not?
Yeah, I'm going to do 20% off muck boots.
20% off muck boots?
Yep.
40% off apparel?
Correct.
Okay, and you've got the waterfowl parkas and the bibs and the... what I saw the other day, which I own, is the spider internal safety harness in a pair of coveralls.
Yeah, that's really nice. You know, you get your bibs.
Yeah.
Plus your safety harness is always on.
Always on. Exactly. I own one of those, and I'll tell you what, I've used it all season and have had great success with it. It comes with the tree strap and everything else. You put the strap on the tree, the harness is integrated, you just clip in and you're ready to go.
Yes,
and you got a pair of nice coveralls on. That's good.
Safety harness.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so, and you're doing 10% off firearms, bows, and crossbows.
Correct.
And 20% off Bigfoot and Avery decoys.
Yep.
Cool. Very good. That's about all we need, except location, which is 39B Dominion Road, right, off Route 50.
Yes, it is.
410-604-2500. Stop by and see you today, John. Do you have, like, an extra special deal for people? I mean...
yeah, come in and see me.
All right, listeners, go into Chesapeake Outdoors today, right across the Bay Bridge, and say, I want John's special deal. All right?
Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Thanks, John. See ya. There he goes, John. Chesapeake Outdoors. Ah, oh, you got to love it. I just checked the Facebook page. Folks are really, really responding well, and we appreciate that. Hey, the Maryland Fishing Challenge, it's a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service for every recreational fisherman in Maryland. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic to Deep Creek Lake. Freshwater, saltwater, Chesapeake Bay, tidal, everything. Catch and release, invasive species, too. There's a youth division as well. You catch a fish of notable specified size and receive your official angler award certificate and invitation to attend the grand finale at Sandy Point in the fall. You could win a...
This is the 5-Minute News Service.
No, that isn't. What was that? Why was it in my ear? Was it on the air? Bethany pressed the wrong button. All right, anyway, the Angler Award certificate for that notable fish and an invitation to the grand finale. You could win a Tracker Marine fishing boat package and a fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa Gear, that's the, you know, Costa sunglasses, tackle packages from Bass Pro and Bill's Outdoor Center, much more. Avoid cabin fever. The fish are definitely biting under Deep Creek Lake, the Potomac, and on the Eastern Shore ponds, and the bright western trout streams under the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, and in the deep Atlantic waters off Ocean City. Look, there were two state records caught last month. One was a tautog, one was a chain pickerel. Now's not the time to stay indoors. Go fish! And go online, catch the official rules at dnr2.maryland.gov, and you will be happy. I hope you're feeling lucky.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hear this week's top newsmakers and a panel of expert political analysis on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Butch, what's your official title? Butch? Hello, Butch? I'm sorry. Butch, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's your official title with DNR?
Resident Species Project Leader.
Resident Species Project Leader. And that includes?
White perch, yellow perch, catfish.
Gotcha. Okay. We had reports. We had Mary Groves on the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about the blue cats.
Right.
And I'm guessing you're dealing with some of that over in the over in some of the Eastern Shore rivers as well.
That's correct. We've been out here the last few weeks during our winter trawl survey up the upper bay when we can get in, when the ice isn't keeping us from doing our sampling. And we have picked up a couple this year up Sassafras and Elk River.
Blue cats?
Blue cats.
Yeah, what about the flatheads?
We haven't gotten any of those yet this year.
Mm-hmm. But
we have caught them in the past.
Yeah. But they are prevalent in the Susquehanna, right?
Oh, there's a lot of them in the Susquehanna.
But the blue cat has invaded the upper rivers.
They're getting there. They're spreading around.
Mm. Okay.
We keep all of them, everything we catch, we keep them out of the water.
Sure. Yeah, you have to. How they taste?
They're not bad. They're not as good as the flathead, but...
Oh, okay. All right. Flathead's a good-eating fish, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. All right. So let's talk a little bit about yellow perch biology. Yellow perch are a native species here in Maryland, correct?
That's correct.
Been here for eons. Where do they live in general?
In general,
When there's not, everybody's familiar with them in a spawning run. I know we got them in Deep Creek Lake, and we got them in some ponds and you know, our river systems generally. But do we find them in schools in big numbers? I mean, we got them in the reservoirs. I mean, if you catch one, are you going to catch more? Yellow perch is probably one of the first five fish I ever caught when I started fishing.
Right.
You know, I mean, they were prevalent in Lake Shawnee up in Bedford County, Pennsylvania, where I used to fish, and other places. But, you know, they're prevalent in the river systems, right?
Right.
And when I say where do they live in general, what I mean is rather than during the spawning run when they run up the rivers to spawn, where do you find them after the run is over and, you know, warmer weather and in general? Where can I find yellow perch?
That's a really good question because nobody really knows. you can find pockets of them here and there along the rivers. I've seen people catching them in September and October, actually during the duck season, November.
Right.
When they're still in the rivers, just, you know, they're harder to find.
Just spread out.
Yeah, they're not like during a spawning run when they're all congregated together moving up the river.
Right. I mean, you know, you can go up to Deep Creek Lake and you can,
right.
You can drift down through McHenry Cove with a night crawler bouncing off the bottom and you can pick up yellow perch and walleye and bluegill and everything else, but, and some pretty good ones. Do you find that the landlocked fish like a Deep Creek and the reservoirs, do you find them attaining bigger sizes than the fish in the rivers or not really?
They probably do. Yes, I would say they do.
Mm-hmm.
They get a little bit bigger, though. Actually, the state record came out of a pond.
Right. Just a better forage base, basically.
Right, better forage base, and mm-hmm. you don't have the competition between the other species.
Other species that are in the river, like pickerel and bass and everything else. Right. Well, you do in to some degree, but once those fish find their comfort zone and their niche, they know they're there and they can continue to grow. Not as much stress on them as far as in current, as in running water. That's why your smallmouth and your largemouth and that type of thing get bigger. They're not fighting the current, expending all that energy all the time, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm just trying to paint a picture here.
Yeah, they're really hard to find other times of year when they're not spawning.
Right.
We've thought about looking at some little small radio transmitters to see if we could figure out actually exactly where they're moving to. And we have these transmitters out in the bay now for the sturgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking of maybe trying to get a couple of radio tags for them to see if we could figure out where the yellow perch were going to.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
During the other times of year.
Maybe we could have a diamond Bob perch tagging contest or something.
There you go.
What do you think? You know.
Yeah.
And then I could say all you have to do is catch a perch with a bright yellow spaghetti tag hanging out of its belly and call the number. You may have just won $10.
Yeah. We used to have a tagging program for yellow perch where we offered hats and stuff.
Really?
We did for the striped bass, right?
Yeah, yeah, gotcha. So anyway, all right, so nobody really knows where they spread out to. They're just opportunistic. They go where they're most comfortable. They're not necessarily a herd, a school fish. They just kind of, they're more independent than that. But if you find one, you'll find a couple. Is that what you're telling me?
That's right.
Okay. What is the state record, by the way? 4 pounds something, isn't it?
I'm trying to remember what that guy called it. Was,
yeah, I know it was a pond.
A little over three.
It
came out of a pond.
Yeah.
On the Western Shore.
I remember when there was a perch in the tank at Bass Pro Shop, and it died. And it was 17 and a half inches long.
Yeah.
And I called George McGinnity, the taxidermist. I said, "Hey, George, I got a 17.5-inch perch. Do you want it?" He said, "I want that for my mold collection. I don't have a perch that big. That's the biggest perch I've ever heard of." And I said, "Okay, you can have it. You can mold it, but I want one of the molds." And he made a mold and painted it and brought it and put it down on the tank. I don't know if it's still there. I haven't looked lately, but there used to be a white perch that was, molded from a fish that was in that tank. That would have 17.5 inches is just huge.
Huge, yeah.
Yeah, huge fish. So, but I catch a 12 or 13 inch, 14 inch perch. I'm tickled, So,
the citation size for yellow perch is 14.
14 inches, right? Yep. Okay, so we got them throughout Maryland and all the freshwater and tidal rivers. Is that what you're telling me?
That's correct.
Can you catch them in the bay proper?
There's spots in the bay where actually one of the commercial guys that we know hooking lines in some of the deeper spots up headed up above the Susquehanna,
right.
Island State Park up that way.
Right. And so basically at the mouth of the river up that way,
right.
Or, that type of thing. Okay.
And about 40 feet of water.
40 feet. Wow. Well, again, people fishing the bay don't necessarily target yellow perch. They may be caught as a bycatch in some of the mouths of these rivers and that type of thing when they're fishing for a striped bass or something else. But usually if you're trolling with a big bait, you're not going to catch a yellow perch. If you downsize, maybe you're doing white perch, you might get a yellow mixed in. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I'll catch a few of them on artificial lures here and there.
Okay.
Crank baits or minnow, jerk baits, little minnow baits. And stuff.
Sure, sure. Oh, yeah. A yellow perch, and they're always fun. They're a relative of the walleye. They're kind of like a cousin to the walleye. They look kind of like a walleye, only they're much more brightly adorned as far as their colors are concerned with the yellow and the orange fins and the black stripes and that type of thing. But they taste just about as good as a walleye.
They're good eating. I prefer them over white perch. They're just harder to clean. They're hard to flick. Got a real tougher skin on them.
Mm-hmm.
Scales are a little tighter on them.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little salad or Chick-fil-A. But sure. They're really excellent eating.
One of the ways, and I've shared this before on the air, one of the ways I've heard it, that the guys, some of the old-timers used to do it, was they'd do the best to get the scales off, okay? And then they would take a sharp knife and do a checkerboard on the skin, okay? Mm-hmm. And then just bake them. And then they could just peel the pop the chunks of fish off the side of the, after they were cooked. So in other words, you do like a checkerboard on the fish. You cut them maybe once down the middle and then three times across. And after you bake them, of course, that skin shrinks up a little bit, and you're able to pop the meat right off the bones rather than fillet it.
All right.
What do you think of that?
That sounds good.
Okay. Look, Butch, you're just being very, very reserved here. I know you're a damn good cook.
I hold my own.
You're just so humble. I know you're like, look, you come from the long school of Louisiana cooks down there.
Yeah.
All right.
I would normally just use an electric fillet knife, too.
That's easy.
That does very well.
Yeah, that's easy. Yeah, that's for sure.
Makes it easy to do, too. But I like eating them.
The first time I ever saw an electric fillet knife actually used, we were where were we? One of the Great Lakes up New York. What Great Lake is outside of New York? What is that? Is that Lake Erie? No, that's not
Lake Erie.
Is that Erie?
Ontario.
Lake Ontario. That's where we were. We were Lake Ontario. We were up there in June. We were shallow water trolling in the first, 6 to 10 feet of water with light line for trout, brown trout, rainbows, salmon, whatever would hit. And we caught a fair number of fish, and we brought them back, and, everybody had, I don't know if we all had our limits, but we had a fair number of fish. And the captain, Captain Hank Stanek, Captain Hank and Captain Laurie Stanek, Captain got down and he said, "I'll fillet those fish for you." He whipped out this electric fish knife. I'm thinking, this guy's old school, he's going to do that. Man, he zipped through those lake trout and those brown trout like a butter knife, and cut them up in chunks and bagged everything and sent us home with fish. And I'll tell you what, that job was made extremely easy with that electric fish knife. So, I'll recommend that, especially for yellow perch and hard to clean species like that. So. All right, Butch. Well, go ahead.
I was looking at this graph I have here as far as the young of the year.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we'll do the young of the year. Yeah. What is, tell us about the young of the year, and then we'll take a break.
All right. We had two very good years here of, they were 2009 and 2011, but they were followed by three of really bad year classes,
mm-hmm.
2010, 2012, and 2013.
Okay.
But right now we're in the process of finishing our winter trawl survey,
mm-hmm.
and 2014 looks to probably be stronger than the 2011 year class.
Wow, that's good.
Which is a good little trend going there.
That is good.
So, yeah.
So you think the future yellow perch is going to be pretty good here for the next few years?
Oh, yeah. The overall yellow, the population for the Upper Bay estimates of all, they're all trending back up. We had a little dip there from 2010 to 2013, but
right,
it's starting on the way back up. And with what we have, what we're seeing so far this year, it's going to be even higher next year. So.
That's cool. That's very cool. Yep. Good. Okay. Well, hang on there. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with you, Butch. Anybody has any questions about yellow perch fishing for Butch Webb with DNR Fishery Service? He's the man to answer the question. He knows the answers, but he may not have all the questions, but our listeners may. So we'll invite him to call 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Limit your call, please, to the fish species in the Upper Bay, yellow perch, white perch, and catfish that Butch can answer, and we'll go from there. Right now it's time for me to tell you about Clyde's Sports Shop. Clyde's is gearing up for fishing season. Hunting season is still here to some degree, winding down a little bit, getting ready to talk about the shooting sports, the sporting clays and all that. And, of course, they have the great Browning Satori over and under, available now in 20-gauge. Go check that out. If you're unhappy with your waterfowl gun from this year, maybe you had something not working right, go in and check out the A5 or the Maxis from Browning. You'll love it. Maybe a new BPS pump shotgun if you like that. Deer rifles include the X-Bolt in all popular calibers, magnums and short magnum calibers as well. And that's Browning firearms. Browning handguns, too, for home protection, personal protection as well. But they're gearing up for fishing season. Anything you could need, want, or imagine for perch fishing. They've got all the little baits, all the little lures and tube baits and swim lures. And if you find Jim down there, Jim will really hook you up. He knows what to do on panfish. He loves perch fishing, and he'll take care of that for you. He'll show you how to rig your tube bait. You know, they've got the live bait. They've got the minnows. If you're going crappie fishing or you're going perch fishing here soon, Clyde Sports Shop is the place. 410-242-6108 is their phone number. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. And their 24-hour fishing hotline is 247-3474, 247-FISH.
After a dry start to the weekend, rain should develop later on Sunday night and then continue into Monday, but it will be dry as you make your way out today. Temperatures also will be a little bit warmer with a light breeze out of the south and southeast. The high will reach 48 this afternoon under a partly cloudy sky. Then clouds will increase tonight. The low will drop down to 33. Even warmer as we wrap up the weekend on Sunday. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high near 58. Showers will develop later tomorrow night with a low of 37. And then some more rain falling into Monday. Expect a high around 49. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's about family traditions, celebrating your passion for the outdoors. It's taking a tradition instilled in us when we were young and passing it on to our children. The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, is back in Harrisburg, PA, February 7th through the 15th, with over 1,000 exhibitors representing everything outdoors, interactive exhibits, and celebrity experts on hunting and fishing. There's something for the whole family. Celebrate your passion by getting tickets at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Sean Casey.
Frank Luber.
Hi, this is Tom Marr.
Rush Limbaugh.
The Sean Hannity Show.
The Mark Levin Show.
The Savage Nation is on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara swoops, pumpkin seeds and flutes, blue yak crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me, and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction.
All right, we've got to go. Here's Norbert on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Norbert. How are you?
Fine. Alan, how are you?
Good. You're a bit over the limit there, Norbert, to be hunting in youth season. I mean, I know you love to hunt, but I don't know if you're going to pass for under 16.
I'm old by about 60 years, okay?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
We're bringing in blinds today from the field.
You're bringing them in, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Put things away.
I hear you. Well, it's a good day to do that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I still have a ground blind up in the woods out in Montgomery County. We got to go retrieve that pretty soon, too. So, yes, sir. So what's on your mind, buddy?
Okay, two things.
Okay.
First of all, Mr. Webb, you're from Louisiana?
That's correct.
Okay. My mother is a Webb, and her, of course, her whole family going back to Mosley Hopkins Webb from Louisiana. And we're probably distant relatives.
That's possible.
I mean, there are only so many Webbs in Louisiana, right? So we're probably really distant relatives.
Well, we're from southwest Louisiana, over Lake Charles, and actually Texas area, Beaumont, Texas, down that way.
So,
there you
anyway,
go.
I wanted to ask you about when you thought the Yellow Perch run would start this year in the, you know, Chester River.
We had a few reports earlier in the month of some people already starting to pick up a few fish. They're there. The commercial guys have actually almost caught their quota there already this year.
I got you. Okay.
They're about done. They have, I think they had 5,000-pound quota for there, a little over 5,000. And I think they only have around 1,100 pounds left on that quota. So they've done pretty well so far. They're there. The problem is, if you can get through the ice or not to get to them.
Okay, that's great. I wanted to try to get a fishing trip in before I'm laid up with my operation. So,
well, there you go.
That information.
Yep.
So.
Hey, Norbert, are we going to see you? Are we going to see you on the 10th and 11th in Annapolis?
Yes, I'll be there.
All right.
Right.
1 o'clock. That's exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. Norbert has been working with our kind of our ad hoc group of waterfowl enthusiasts on strict liability, and we've been keeping everybody updated. We have a tremendous panel to testify on our two strict liability bills, first in the Senate on Tuesday and second in the House on Wednesday. And the vote should come probably pretty quickly after both bills are heard. Tremendous panel of people to testify, and we hope we have some folks there in the gallery as well. So, strict liability, folks. It's Norbert. Is it good for hunting in Maryland?
Strict liability is bad for everybody.
Thank you very much. Exactly right.
Most importantly, it's bad for the geese.
That's correct.
That's the thing. I mean, if we're gonna maintain what we have and make it better, we need to make sure things are as reasonable and understandable and as accessible to everybody. And strict liability just gets in the way.
There you go. There you go, folks. I didn't say it. I didn't prompt it other than to say Norbert's on the committee. The loose gathering of interested individuals. So there you go. All right, Norbert, we'll see you.
Thank you, Alan, and thank you, Mr. Webb.
See you guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right, Norbert. Bye-bye. There he goes. Okay, so you talked about the we've got a little bit of time left. You talked about the Young of the Year report looks hopeful.
Right.
You mentioned something there about the commercial guys having a quota. What is the value of the yellow perch commercially here in Maryland, as well as recreationally? I mean, I know, you know, we always talk about the perch run and guys going out and gets that's your first kick in the butt as far as going fishing. Even before trout season kicks in, of course, there's guys out there fishing for pickerel and bass and everything else right now. But, you know, that's kind of the jump starter, that early spawning run of the yellow perch. So tell us about the commercial value of yellow perch.
Most of the commercial yellow perch caught in the state are actually shipped out of the state. They're going headed to the Midwest.
Right.
You can, the seafood, Steve Vilnet. And
Steve Vilnet, yep.
Seafood Marketing Board.
Yep.
They've been working really hard to improve the number of yellow perch that are sold in the state. There's actually a few restaurants now that are carrying them.
Mm-hmm.
You can find them more. I've never really seen any in the seafood market around here.
Mm-hmm.
All the years that I've been here, really nobody around here sells them.
Right. Well, I mean, maybe some of those things you mentioned earlier, the tough skin and the hard to clean and the hard scales and all that type of thing, you know, it's not as easy to do as a catfish or as a white perch or as a striped bass, like you mentioned. But, you know, I'm thinking if some of these guys would start selling yellow perch, you know, maybe scale them out for their customers beforehand and make them a little bit presentable, there might be a real market for it. I know some of the restaurants are serving them and been to a couple of events where they were, you know, featured prominently on the menu.
Right.
And they're absolutely delicious, no question.
Well, all the ones that are shipped to the Midwest they're going to right straight to processors.
Right.
You know, they're filleted right out.
How many yellow perch do we catch commercially in Maryland a year? How many tons or pounds or whatever?
The Upper Bay has a set quota or attack with total allowable catch.
Mm-hmm.
This year's just a little over 30,000 pounds.
30,000 pounds. That's 15
right.
tons of yellow perch.
Right.
And you say they're already approaching that in some locations.
Well, not the Upper Bay. The Upper Bay, they can't get out in a lot of areas because of the ice.
Oh, okay. But some of the local rivers, some of the local watermen, do they have individual quotas for yellow perch?
The Upper Bay has a quota, which includes everything but the Magothy and Chester River.
Right.
Magothy's completely closed to commercial
right.
fishing.
Right.
And the Chester River has its own quota.
Okay. But I remember years ago where we had a moratorium on yellow perch in a lot of the river systems.
They were all closed.
And
River and all those, they're all still closed.
Right. To commercial fishing, but some of those rivers were closed to recreational fishing.
Correct. Actually,
some of them are still closed.
Most of them are still open.
Right.
Now they're open to recreational fishing.
But the size limit and the bag limit, the size limit increased and the bag limit decreased.
Well, the size limit for recreational now is 9 inches.
Right.
The bag limit's going up to 10.
Right.
Used to be 5.
Right. But it used to be unlimited at one point.
Right.
Okay. So there's apparently confidence that the yellow perch are on their way back.
Right. And then the commercial guys, their quota is adjusted every year based on what recruitment is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you look at the year class, and if there was a bad year class, like you mentioned in 2010, let's say, or whatever that you said the down year was, whenever that fish reaches that harvestable size, you're going to say to those guys, look, we didn't have as many fish recruited that year. We didn't have as many fish that are in the process from that year class, so you're limited this year to a particular volume of fish. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Calculated every year.
Gotcha. Okay.
Based on the winter, these several different surveys. They use the winter trawl survey that we're doing now.
Right.
They use the estuarine juvenile finfish survey, which is the same one that's it's just one done by Striped Bass Project.
Mm-hmm. The Young of the Year Striped Bass.
Young of the Year.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we also go out with commercial watermen and measure their catch.
Gotcha. It sounds like you guys put a lot of work in on that.
And also, and we have a fight net survey, independent fisheries, independent fight net survey that we do on the Choptank River, too.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, you're on top of it. There's no question. I've always said I admire the work that the biologists and the boots on the ground people do here in Maryland, not only for fisheries, but for wildlife management as well. Hang on, Butch. We've got to take a little break, and we'll be talking about the fishing challenge. 14-inch yellow perch is what you said, right?
Right.
Maryland Fishing Challenge, a free year-round tournament hosted by Maryland DNR Fishery Service for everyone who wants to fish recreational fish in Maryland. Eligible fish include all the game fish from the Atlantic to freshwater to all the tidal rivers, and there's even 65 species, including even some invasive species in a catch-and-release division. There's a youth division as well connected to the online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. Catch a fish of a notable specified size, and you get your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the big grand finale at Sandy Point Park in the fall, where you could win a boat Tracker Marine Boat Package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa Gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, and much more. Avoid that old cabin fever that sets in this time of year. The fish are biting under the Deep Creek Lake ice on the Potomac, the Eastern Shore ponds, and in some of the tidal rivers over there, and the bright western trout streams under the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and in the deep Atlantic waters off Ocean City. Look, with two state records back in January, a big pickerel and a 28-pound tautog. Might be a new world record. Ah, now is not the time to stay indoors. Go fish. Official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. Are you feeling lucky? I hope so.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great...
All right, we're with Butch Webb from Maryland DNR Fishery Service. We talked about yellow perch this hour and the upcoming run. And, Butch, we hope that you call us back and give us the GPS coordinates for every yellow perch in Maryland when the run starts. Will you do that?
Yeah, let's call you back and let you know where they're running at.
You know, you guys have an unfair advantage, though. You take that electrofishing boat out and just zap them up to the surface where we got to sit there and wait for them to bite.
No, we don't do that. I don't do that anyway.
Oh, okay.
Chuck and them have the aquaculture people, the ones that do the electrofishing and stuff, mainly with us right now. They're out tagging sturgeon and stuff like that.
I gotcha. I'm just messing with you. I appreciate you. Yeah. What? American shad?
American and hickory shad.
Yeah. I've been on those surveys down on the, what's the river down there in Lothian, down by the hatchery?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been down there. Was that Patuxent?
Right.
Yeah, been down there with that on that electrofishing trip, and that's pretty cool. Watch the fish come up to the top, net them, put them in a bucket. It's pretty cool. Anyway, Butch, I appreciate you being here with us today. We thank you, and hopefully we'll catch you out along the stream somewhere.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later.
All right, Butch.